All right, 12th chapter of Revelation. Are you ready for the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, now, Larry, here we go. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now, a lot of this may seem very difficult. I'm going to try to make it easy for you. Again, understand, when John is writing, he's writing in symbols. But I'm going to try to explain it to you so you see how relative it is today. Some of this is a history lesson. I will point that out to you. But some of it is very relevant for the day and what's going to happen during the book of Revelation when it comes time to the tribulation period. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Here we go. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. John sees this as he writes it. A woman clothed with sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Those 12 stars mean something, I'll tell you in a minute. And she being with child cried. Basically, this means she was in pain in birth, and pain to be delivered. Now, I've never given birth. Never had. I was there with both of my children. It was very hard on me while I was there. One time, Monica squeezed my hand. I thought she broke my hand. But she was going through a little bit of pain right there. So women, sometimes it can be a little painful to give birth. Is this true? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Only weigh 10 pounds.
You
give me a break.
A lot of pain. Yeah.
You'll pay for that, mother, at some point. Yeah. Okay. Verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Bow your heads with me, please. Father, may your scripture come alive on the page. May we understand fully. May we understand fully your word. May it become knowledge that changes our heart. To those who are watching by the internet today, Father, around the world, may this scripture come alive for them. Because Satan is alive, he's in attack mode. And Father, he's coming with everything that he's got. Thank God for grace. Thank God there's power in the blood of Jesus today. And Father, we claim victory over Satan in the name of Jesus today. In everyone's life, those who are here, to those who are watching, may we understand. Father, again, we're thankful that we can come together and share your word. Its power, may we feel that power today. Jesus, most precious and holy name we pray. And everyone says,
amen.
All right. There appeared to John a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head the crown of 12 stars. Some people interpret this that this is something to be about Mary. Let me tell you, folks, that's not what this represents. This represents the group that gave Jesus to the world. See those 12 stars? Represents the 12 tribes of who?
Israel.
This is talking about the Jewish nation. Believe me, every scholar in the planet knows God's words agrees with me. This is representing the Jewish people of Israel. And this will come more alive in a moment when I see it. But as I go forward, I want you to understand. Now, she being with child, obviously, Jesus came through the lineage of the Jewish people. And there's a lot of pain that's been involved. The Jewish people have gone through a lot of pain. And during the tribulation time, Satan's going to try to destroy every Jewish person on this planet. He can't stand them. He hates them because they brought Jesus into the world. This is all this means. They are going to absolutely go through hell because of bringing Jesus into the world. Now in a moment, we're going to see they're also protected. And that's a few verses down the road. Now look here. There appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon. Now that's pretty obvious to know who this is. This is who?
Satan.
All right, say it with me. Satan. All right. Having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Most of the time, when you see the word 7, it's all around Christ. But in this particular, all this is saying to us is, 10 horns, he's powerful. 7 heads, 7 crowns. Number 1, he's smart. Number 2, not only is he powerful, but he's very, very smart intellectually. And believe me, he is the great deceiver. It takes someone pretty smart to deceive people. You understand what I'm saying? He is the great deceiver. Everybody within the sound of my voice at some point in time in your life has been deceived by Satan. I promise you that. I have, you have. He is the great. It's amazing what he can convince people to believe and to do. He's great at it. He's great at it. Listen to me. He is powerful. Listen to me again. He's not the power. The power is Jesus. You'll see that in a moment. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Basically, what I want you to see, you got Satan on one side, you got the Jewish people on the other. This is a history lesson here as well. Keep this in mind. And his tail drew the third part of the stars from heaven. We're going to talk about this. And did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. A quick history lesson, let's break it down. When he was cast out, this is in Ezekiel, but when he was cast out of heaven, God cast him out. He took a third of the angels that followed him, and he was cast out. Now let me tell you something. This made Satan mad. Now if you get kicked out of your home, it's going to make you mad. If mom kicks me out, that ain't going to be a good day for me. Would it be a good day for you? You know, my parents kicked me out to go to college. They go to college to make a living. They make a living for us too. You don't get out of here. No. You know, when you get kicked out of something, it's not a pleasant thing. And here's my point. He's going to be mad. And when Satan's mad, he's mad. And who's he going to take it out of? He can't take it out of God. He's not near as powerful as Jesus. He's coming after you. He's coming after me. Because outside of Jesus, we don't have a chance. We don't have a chance. Did you get the picture? And during this 7 years of tribulation, it's going to get bad. Because he's mad. Most of us, when you see anger in us, we do some real stuff when we get mad, don't we? We hit things, we smite things, we say things. We just go berserk sometimes when we get angry, don't we? Anybody here want to confess that when you get mad? Anybody here got a bad temper? Raise your hand, Larry. Now, Donna, thank you. I appreciate that for being honest. Some of you weren't honest, but I know y'all got a temper. All this to say, I want you to remember this. Satan is mad. You get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, and stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. Believe me, Satan hated it when Jesus was born. He hated it. He wanted to destroy Jesus from the time he was born. And she brought forth a man-child. And he was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, this is a little bit of looking ahead. Obviously, we know when she gave birth, the miraculous birth of Jesus. You with me so far? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. He is to rule all nations with an iron rod. Well, when we get to the millennial period, this is going to come back alive. During that 1,000 years, Jesus is going to be the head of this world.
Amen.
And he's going to rule it. And believe this or not, those of us who are Christians are going to help him do it. Well, we're going to have a job. But that's down the road a little bit. I haven't got there yet. I just want you to understand what this means. We're looking into the future a little bit. And her child was caught up into God. When did that happen? It's when he ascended, wasn't it? 40 days after the resurrection, didn't he ascend back to God? Are you with me? Wake up. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, you with me? All right. And to his throne. Where is Jesus now? He's on his throne. The trumpet's in his hand. He's ready to come. He's ready to come. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. And the woman fled into the wilderness. And she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,203 score days. Now, this sort of goes backwards and forth. Now this is talking about, when you look here and it says 1,203 score days, that's 3.5 years. Tribulation is a 7-year period of time. You remember this teaching, I've taught you this. The first 3.5 years are not going to quite be as bad. Remember, he's going to come across. Satan, through the Antichrist, he's going to come across like a real nice guy. He's going to be the hero. Then all of a sudden, he's going to turn, he's going to make these people worship him. He's going to destroy the temple, he's going to say, I'm the temple. You're going to worship me. You're going to take my mark, which comes up in chapter 13. And he's going to turn the last 3.5 years, which is what this is talking about. He's going to try to destroy Israel and the Jewish people and anybody whatsoever who believes in Jesus Christ. He's going to come after them with a vengeance. And this is what this is talking about. Now, verse 7, we're going to go back a little bit to when Satan was kicked out. I know this is a little confusing, but I just want you to see it. It sort of goes backwards and forth a little bit. And there was war in heaven. Michael, I like Michael. I like you too, Michael, but just a different one. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought at his angels. And prevailed what?
Not.
Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. God didn't even have to whip him. All it did is took one angel. God's angels are powerful. Michael's an archangel. This is a beast. This is a man who takes care of God's business. When it comes time to kick Satan out of heaven, maybe he took one angel and he was gone. He was gone. You with me?
Yes.
It only takes one little angel to whip Satan. And yet we think he's so powerful. But he only has as much power as you give him. You understand that? Only as much power as you give him. You serve a God who has angels that can defeat Satan anytime that he wants to. But he's also a God of judgment. And he allows Satan to do his work because some people smack God in the face. Some people don't believe in Jesus. Some people don't want nothing to do with God, his grace, his power, his mercy, his forgiveness. They don't want nothing to do with it. God said, okay, but you're going to pay the price. You're going to pay the price. See, there's a price paid by Jesus, and if you accept that price, you've got eternity in hell. But there's a price that you're going to pay. If you don't let Jesus pay the price, then you're going to pay the price. You get the difference? Jesus paid that price for you on Calvary's cross. You can do that by accepting him, believing him. He did it to change your life for eternity. Or you can reject him, and then you're going to deal with God's wrath in Satan. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Now, here's where Satan gets mad. And the great dragon, which just means Satan, was cast out. The old serpent, called the devil, and Satan. We got Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Right? We got serpent, devil, Satan. Satan loves to be the image of Christ. You know, Jesus, if you can do it, I can do it too. The trouble is, he's going to lose. But he is the great deceiver. He's going to convince you that he's much greater than Christ. See, he's got his own people. He's got his Trinity. He's got his angels. But they're going down. They're going down. Who deceiveth? Here's that word, the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels cast with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now comes salvation, and the strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast out, which accused him before our God day and night. Because of Satan, we need salvation. Because he's a great deceiver. See, here's the personality of God. He's not going to force you to serve him. He loves you. He's known you since you were born into this world and even before you were born. He has allowed you to have grace. He has provided the death of Jesus for you to be saved. He's provided every way for you to reach to him because he loves you. Satan's on the other side saying, well, you don't need Jesus. What do you need God for? You don't need him. Live for the moment. Live for the day. Enjoy life. Quit worrying about life everlasting. Just live for the moment. Live for the day. Here's the problem with that. One day you're going to be living for the day and the trumpet's going to sound and you're going to wish you hadn't been living that day, but you live for Christ. Because it's going to happen in the blink of an eye.
Amen.
That fast. It's upon us. The time is now. Everything in the Bible has been fulfilled. We're living in the last days. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Satan loves to accuse you of God. He's the accuser. He says, God, you know, that Roger's useless. You ought to see what he's done. You ought to see his past and all that kind of stuff. You know, he's just useless. I mean, he's a UK fan. What do you expect? I mean, he's just useless. And you know what? I'm going to have Jesus up there that's going to say to God, he's one of ours, God. Because one day he walked the aisle. One day he gave his life to us. Don't listen to Satan. I'm here to tell you, his name's written down. It's written down by my hand, by my blood. God, he's one of ours. Welcome home, thy good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Wow. Good Lord. Amen. And here's the deal. See this day and night? Satan don't sleep. He comes at night. He comes at day. He wakes you up, he gives you dreams, he gives you nightmares. He really tries to come at you with everything he's got. But let me tell you something this right now. You call upon Jesus day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and say, Jesus, I need thee every hour. I need you. It's 3:00 in the morning, I'm depressed, I'm scared, I'm alone, I need you. I promise you, his presence is right there with you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, give the Lord a hand of applause. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, they did. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. I told you this. During the tribulation period of time, there are going to be people that are going to be saved. And Satan's going to go after them. He's going to try to destroy them. And a lot of them are going to die during the tribulation period, because you're not going to take the mark of the beast. The thing of this that I try to tell you right now, all we got to do is walk this aisle, believe in Jesus, and accept him and make him Lord of our lives. But during this time, after the resurrection, I'm telling you, and after the ascension, and after the second coming of Jesus Christ, it's all over with. Today, you have the choice. As we speak right now, salvation is in your hands. You can be saved anywhere, any place, any time. But the day and the clock is running, and time is running out. Time is running out. But today is the day of salvation. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants. You see that woe? There it is again. To the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil will come down unto you, having great wrath. This just means he's mad. Because he knoweth that his is but a short time. You get that right. He knows the clock's against him. And when the clock is running out, people panic. He's in panic mode. And panic mode means he wants to take everybody to hell with him that he can. He's coming after everybody that you know, people that you love, children, parents, grandparents. Don't make any difference. Grandchildren, friends, people you work with. He's coming after them with everything that he's got. Because he knows he's getting ready to be destroyed, and he wants to destroy you with him. His time's running out. But if you're under the grace of God, here's what I like about this. Not only is time running short here, but if that means it's running short for him, it means it's running short for me to get into heaven. I'm ready to go. What about you? I'm ready to go. Let the trumpet sound today. I'm ready. Because this world's a mess, and it's not going to get any better. Believe me, it's not going to get any better. This thing going on with Russia, this is just the beginning, people. Every part of that world wrapped around Israel is coming down. Because that part of the world is going to be the whole center location of what's going to happen during the tribulation period of time. All right, Bill Larry, here we go. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman. Remember the woman, the Jewish people, which brought forth the man child. And the woman were given 2 wings of great eagles, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. Listen to me closely. During the last 3.5 years, that's what this time, and times, and half time means. This last 42 months, 3.5 years, he is going to make everybody take the mark of the beast, and he's going after everybody that won't. He's going to hate the Jewish people. He's going to try and destroy them everywhere he can. You remember the 144,000 that we talked about earlier? I told you that they were going to be protected. There's going to come a time when he's going to go from everywhere he can on this planet to find every Jewish person he can, the woman, to destroy them. You see these wings here? See this wing of a great eagle? I want to fly on a great eagle one day. That represents God. He's going to protect them. He's going to put them in a place. He's going to hide them, feed them, nourish them, because they belong to Him. And these are people that are going to realize that God Almighty is their God, and Jesus is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Satan's going to go to every mountain, every cave, everywhere he can. He will not find these people. They will be protected by the eagle, by the most wonderful grace hand of God. That's what I want you to see. Do you understand that? This means yes. They will be protected. You and I are protected today by those same wings. Satan comes to us. He cannot get through to us because he's got to go through God first. He will not reach you. He will not grab you. There's nothing he can do to you as long as you put God first and in front of you. He has to go through God first, and he will not defeat God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. Yes. And the serpent cast out his mouth water as a flood. I want you to look at this. After the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out through his mouth. Satan again, all this to say, he's going after the Jewish people. He's going after them during this time of tribulation. He's going to pull out every stop that he can. And this flood can be anything. But here's what his thing is. I will just come to them with everything I got. Well, let him come. Let him throw the flood. Let him throw the earthquakes. Let him throw the plagues. Let him throw whatever he wants to. But I promise you, whatever he throws, I want you to look what happens here. When this flood comes, and the earth helped the woman. Oh, really? Well, that's neat, isn't it? And did open, and what this word? Swallow. I don't care what Satan does in your life. Jesus can stop it, and he can stop it now. Because he'll swallow Satan up when you call upon the name of Jesus. That's how powerful God is. Let Satan throw it at us, because he will stop him in his tracks. Wow. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, let's finish it up. Oh, looky here. And the dragon withdrew. This means he was angry again. He's got a temper. You catching this? With the woman, with the Jewish nation, Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about this war. When we get to the 19th chapter, you're going to find out what this war is. It's called the Battle of Armageddon, and it's coming. At the end, you and I are not going to see this, people. We're going to be in heaven. Praise the Lord. But there's one great war coming between Satan and God. One place, over there in Israel, they're going to meet. It's going to talk about this army that God's going to bring with him one day. I've told you this and I've taught you this. You and I are that army. Amen. One day we're going to meet Satan head on at the Battle of Armageddon. And Satan, it's going to end now. And we're going to reclaim this world for 1,000 years called the millennium. Do you believe that?
I do.
Is the scripture come alive for you? Can you understand it? I want it to come alive. This is not hard. Just listen and understand. This is a brief history lesson of what's coming on from the fall of Satan to how angry he is in this one great war that's coming. And he will not be. You have a choice. You want to be on the winning side or not? It's up to you. But I promise you, there is no other side that's going to win except for those who follow Jesus. He is the winner. He's the Savior. He's the one that died on Calvary's cross. He's the one that after 3 days came back to life. He's the one that ascended into heaven. He's the one that sent the Holy Spirit to help you through every day. He's the one that's just waiting waiting for God to say, go get my people. It's coming. The day's coming. Everything's been fulfilled. It's ready. It's ready. It's ready. God's people, wake up. People across this world, wake up on the internet. Today is the day of salvation, and Jesus is coming. This is his place. Satan has his day, but one day he's going to be stomped in the ground.
Amen.
One day, one day, one day, heaven's going to open. What a day that will be when my Jesus, I see. As you stand, give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed as Matthew begins to play. Oh, Jesus. Oh, how we thank you. Oh, Jesus, your grace. There's such amazing grace is in this place today. If there be one person, boy or girl, man or woman, that is lost, this is the day. It's not tomorrow. This is the day of salvation. This is the day. My prayer is that you will come and just say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I want to accept Jesus Christ. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. And I promise you, if you're sincere about your decision, it will change your life for eternity and eternity and eternity. If you listen to me by internet, it can be day or night when you're watching this. You can be in jail. Your life can be turned upside down. But I'm telling you right now, all you've got to do is bow your head and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm accepting you as my Lord and Savior. I promise you, he will save your soul right where you're at, right where you're standing, right where you're sleeping, right where you're sitting when you call upon him. Father, this is your day. May we be glad in it because we know that you're coming soon. Father, bless this moment. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Stephanie, what's our song?
Hymn number 300, Without Him.